Imagine you're a teenager in college. You've always felt alone and out of place. And now you realize the part of it is that you're attracted to members of your own sex. You come out to your parents, and then 4 months later, your dad, himself a closeted gay man, walks in front of a truck and kills himself. This is not the stuff of which musicals are made, or maybe it is. Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir, Fun Home, about coming to terms with her life and her family, became a bestseller, and then a musical, and then a hit Tony Award-winning musical that ran on Broadway for 15 months. Now Fun Home is at the Curran Theater in San Francisco in a touring production through February 19th. Alison Bechdel, author of the graphic memoir.
I had wanted to tell this story about my family for a very long time, ever since it happened when I was young, when I was 19 or 20. Finally, by the time I was 40, I was able to start writing this weirdly intimate personal story that revealed all the dirty laundry of my family, because I felt like somehow with that much distance I could do it. It felt like such a weird personal project, but then it seemed to strike a chord with people.
One of those people was Lisa Crone, a playwright known for her play Well and other works. Janine Tesori, composer of the music for Fun Home.
Well, she knew about Alison and her work in Dykes to Watch Out For. And someone said to Lisa, you know, that book would make a great musical. Forge ahead. And she contacted me and we met. And I did not know the book. And I read it and I immediately knew. And I said, this is really going to sing.
My initial thought, honestly, was I cannot imagine how this is going to possibly be turned into a musical. It just seemed like a crazy book. I couldn't imagine it. But, of course, I'm not a playwright. I had no idea. And then when I saw what Lisa was doing, it was astonishing.
Because the graphic memoir is told from the perspective of the older Alison looking back at her earlier life, Lisa Crone created an adult version of Alison as narrator and two other Alisons, a 10-year-old who interacts with her whole family and an 18-year-old dealing with her sexuality. By crisscrossing and moving back and forth through time and space, we get a complete view of the events that shaped who Alison would be as an adult. What Bechdel, Tesori, and Crone have achieved is nothing short of miraculous. And despite some of the achingly painful subject matter, the show never goes too dark or too intense and remains accessible no matter your own background or orientation. There's a reason it became a hit. People who saw the show in New York and San Francisco say this version is lighter and less intense, probably because the proscenium sets up a different dynamic than New York's theater in the round. The performances are uniformly excellent, particularly Kate Schindel as the adult Alison, Abby Corrigan as the teenage Alison, Robert Petroff as her father, and Susan Muntz as her mother. It may be a cliché to say that the personal is also political. In the case of Fun Home, this takes on new meaning in our ugly political current reality. This is a musical that pulls no punches about sexual orientation, or anything else for that matter, and it takes on an urgency it perhaps hadn't had before. Fun Home is a great show.
Musicals are artificial, so you have this incredible search for truth under this big varnish of artifice. And our job was to make it seem inevitable that this whole world sang, that all of the things that people wanted and the things that were keeping them from the thing that they wanted most, that was the gap from which melody came.
Fun Home plays at the Curran Theater in San Francisco through February 19th. For more information, you can go to currensf.com. Fun Home, incidentally, is a hybrid. While the Curran is a commercial house, the entity producing the show is New York's nonprofit Public Theater. Lisa Crone's best-known play, Well, is running at the Contra Costa Civic Theater February 17th through March 12th. For more information, you can go to ccct.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.